Order, order.
Highlight of the week and of every parliamentary year came on Thursday when National's Finance Minister Bill English rose to deliver his second budget.
Mr Speaker, I move that the Appropriation 2010-11 Estimates Bill be now read a second time.
Order.
The Speaker told Mr English he was getting ahead of himself.
The Minister needs to move the first reading.
Oh. Mr Speaker, I move that the Appropriations 2010-11 Estimates Bill be now read a first time.
Mr English then took about 45 minutes to read his budget statement, announcing a rise in GST to 15%, compensation and lower personal tax rates, and a cut in the company tax to 28%.
It represents the most thorough and beneficial overhaul of the tax system in 25 years.
Mr English received the customary standing ovation from the government benches.
Order. The question is that the Appropriation 2010-11 Estimates Bill be now read a second time. The Honourable Leader of the Opposition.
After turning the motion into the usual motion of no confidence in the government, Phil Gough attacked the budget itself.
I say to Mr English that this is not a budget that looks after the middle and low income earners. This is a budget, Mr English, that looks after you and your mates on your level of income, but it is unfair to ordinary New Zealanders.
After the Leader of the Opposition kicks off the budget debate, the next speaker is always the Prime Minister.
Phil Gough has got to stop reading those Greek economic textbooks. Because that was borrow and hope. Greekonomics, Labour Party style. That's all they know how to do.
The barracking for Mr Key's National MPs eventually drew a warning from the Speaker, Lockwood Smith.
If New Zealanders want to see their country getting into worse shape, Mr Speaker, they order. Should vote
order.
Labour.
Order. I apologise to the Prime Minister, but I cannot hear a thing. Got to be able to hear. I mean, it's no use if we can't hear what the Prime Minister is saying. The Honourable Prime Minister.
Lockwood Smith also had to stop someone shouting from the public gallery while Greens co-leader Russell Norman was speaking.
Not mine for a quick buck.
Order, I apologise to the Honourable Member speaking. No member in the gallery may take part in the debate in any shape or form.
The Greens co-leader called it a triple deficit budget.
It runs a fiscal deficit. It runs an environmental deficit, it runs a social deficit, and perhaps most sadly, it betrays a deficit of vision for New Zealand.
Russell Norman said the nine Green MPs would vote against the budget, while Rodney Hyde pledged ACT's 5 votes in support.
The ACT Party is proud to be part of this government. We're proud to support it on confidence and supply. And we are pleased, Mr Speaker, to vote for this budget.
Mr Hyde had just the one reservation.
There's one elephant in the room.
The emissions trading scheme.
The only thing that we can say about the National Party's emissions trading scheme is that it's not as stupid as the one that Labor had. But it is still a damaging and incomprehensibly foolish imposition on our fragile economy and our hard-working export sector.
Immediate comment on the ACT leader's speech came from Māori Party co-leader Tariana Turia.
If ever there was a political speech made to get the votes away from National, I'd have to say that was one of them. Mr Speaker, the Māori Party joins with the government today to congratulate the Minister of Finance for his leadership in trying to chart a pathway forward in this 2010 budget statement.
Tariana Turia's Māori Party joined ACT in voting with the government to put the House under urgency to pass its tax package, ignoring opposition protests that the tax changes don't come into effect for 4 months. So MPs were back in the chamber at 9 on Friday morning to continue their debate on the Taxation Budget Measures Bill. Next week, they'll resume the budget debate, set down to take 14 hours, beginning after question time on Tuesday and continuing through the week. I'm Tom Fruin, and this program was brought to you with funding from New Zealand On Air.